Well, Neil, what did you make of that game?
First 20 minutes we were bang average. I thought then, when we got a little key message onto the pitch, I thought last 25 minutes of the first half, we were good. I thought second half we were exceptional. Pay particular mention to Keaton Mulvey, Matty Raines, trialist, and Elliot come on. I thought they were flipping outstanding. I just thought they set the tempo of how we played. They've only trained with us a couple of times, but to pick up, you know, the movement was great, but you know, by far and away the best player on the pitch was Aaron Morris tonight. I was delighted for him. The amount of times that we got down the right hand side, we delivered balls into the box. It was a joy to watch, really. And they're a good side. You know, I hope they do get through the leagues, because with a setup like this, they deserve it. But take nothing away from my side. Another clean sheet, another win, and I think we're getting better. I think we're getting better. Relationships are getting better as well.
You did try a couple of things tonight, I noticed, without giving too much away. Drew Baker was basically playing as an unofficial left-back most of the time.
Yeah.
So it's something that you've been working on?
Yeah, it is, yeah. So stepping out of play, getting a left-back higher, centre-half becoming a left-back, or kind of like where Doddy plays, similar on Curtis's side. You know, he's just picked certain things up when you watch the Euros, or, you know, you watch, you know, Premier League and things, and just trying to replicate little things that I've learned while we haven't been in, and it seems to come to fruition. I think we're defending a lot higher. I think we're stepping into play a lot better, which means that we're getting Potsy and Simpson higher. And you've seen with Simpson tonight, he's breaking the box. He's, you know, that's what he's got to bring to his game. I said goals, and, you know, you're great on the ball, but can you do stuff off the ball? And I was delighted with him tonight. You know, really was.
Wadicka was obviously missing on Saturday, but scored last Tuesday, scored tonight as well. It's not going to do him any harm, is it?
No, he's getting better. You know, 15 months out of the game with a hernia, and then obviously 7 months not kicking the ball in anger. And everyone knows, well, I know what Ali Wadicka's about, and he'll score goals. Tried him in a 4-4-2 to start with. It's not my preferred formation, so, you know, kind of dropped him in, come off the right, come off the left, and, you know, got a great goal. And we've just got to nurture him, you know, bring him back in. He's, you know, he's not getting any younger, neither is anybody. You know, we've just got to get the, and we'll get the best out of him, but he's certainly fit into how we're trying to play and our style of play. So, but no, I'm delighted with everybody. You know, I'm even delighted that Dan Lavercombe didn't really get a touch in the second half tonight, but he was aware at all times, his positioning was good. So, you know, I'm a happy manager tonight.
Banbury then on Saturday, our first proper away for Yonks. Probably yeah. South Shields was our last proper away, wasn't it? So, what are you hoping?
I'm hoping that we can have a bonding session, you know, on the coach. It would be great for the lads to kind of get round each other. It'd be nice to travel down 3 or 4 hours and then, you know, have a good game of football and then come back. And, you know, if the lads do well, have a drink on the way back, you know, get a togetherness, get a bond going. I've given them Thursday night of training. You know, we came in 3 weeks early and I said to the lads at half-time, we're looking a bit fatigued, but I want you to save yourselves now, because it's a long coach journey and, you know, deserved it. They've never pulled the face once, whether it have been in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, and we came in 3 weeks early than everybody else. So they're going to get a well-deserved rest Thursday, and then we're going to board the coach at 9:30 from Borders Park on Saturday. But they're hoping for a great game, another win. You know, we want to take that into forward amateurs and then take it into Clacton and then obviously into the first game of the season at Warrington. So, you know, thank you to everyone who came tonight. I thought the support was exceptional. You know, sing song in the second half and a little bit of a banter at the end, but, you know, they're great coming in the numbers, and that support's invaluable to the lads. So thanks to everyone.